Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This hour is brought to you by Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Embarrassing.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and it is a victory Monday, so we ask this question: who is the MVP of the Bears 31-28 win over the Steelers?
Give me the sweat. Give me Montez, give me the effect.
Bring it.
Marshall Tez Harris, effect. I got to interrupt and ask you if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube right
now. You can
see that from here? I could see a sticker is on your forehead, sir. Marshall Harris, what is this sticker on your forehead? Is it a bear?
I have been awarded a bear.
Bears.
A bear.
I have Bears stickers. I awarded one to Layla earlier when it was being considered, her meatballiness was being considered, and I just gave one to Marshall because he deserved a bear.
What was the meatball thing that I did?
When we were talking about how you were just like, bring it on. I don't care. I want to beat Aaron Rodgers.
I did.
So you deserved a bear for that, and I was behind. So.
Instead, he was cheering like a soccer dad on the sideline.
These are my Bears stickers, thanks
to
Layla.
He's the age of a soccer dad, so I can see that.
But we don't know if he's really married.
Yo,
who? Who are we talking about?
Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
Doug?
He's got the...
Doug is real.
Doug is not real.
That's Marshall's friend, Doug.
Doug is also not married. Wait, he's very attractive. The ladies love Doug.
Yeah. All right, let's get on track here. Yeah, totally. Let's go. Let's get on track.
You're taking us off track.
No, and I'm getting us back on track.
It's really hard to take you seriously with that sticker.
Ray got us off track with
the sticker. I did. I'm sorry.
I
just saw the sticker on your forehead, Marshall. I had to know. I'm sorry.
You put a sticker on his head.
Shut up,
I did not put a sticker on his head. I put the sticker in front of him. He put the sticker on his head. Ray then derailed 5.
Proud of him.
It's for me, I said this on Sunday in a little video that I like to do after the game to organize my thoughts. I said it was, I love that the unlikely yet likely stars showed up, and it was Montez Sweat and DJ Moore. So since Marshall picked Montez, I will pick DJ Moore. DJ Moore, that 25-yard touchdown was sick.
All right. Since you picked DJ Moore and you picked Montez Sweat, which were terrific selections by both of you, how about a little love for DeMarco Jackson, ladies and gentlemen? This guy steps in with 15 tackles and looked terrific out there with the shiny green dot on his helmet, which means he had to be the one to relay Dennis Allen's plays to the rest of the defense and get guys adjusted. That's a lot of assignment right there. He was able to pull that off while bringing guys down 15 times.
We've had a lot of good discussion on the text line, and I believe it was Dodger Boy who said, what can Nashawn Wright do to get a game ball? Because the last 2 weeks, you could argue he deserved it. So I would like to shout out, thanks to Dodger Boy, the Nashawn Wright discussion.
I thought that's who Grody was taking.
I was thinking about it. I gave him a lot of love earlier for that really high degree of difficulty interception over DK Metcalf. So he gets an honor. You know what? I'm going to give that man a Bears sticker. Now, actually, when you go see him, when is your event with
December
Nashawn?
December 2nd.
Will you bring a bear to Nashawn Wright that night?
But then I have to explain it and everything.
It's not that hard to explain. Is it?
Grody makes a good point.
It's actually very convoluted.
You will see him before I will. You need to present him with a bear.
I actually don't know if I'm going to be at the I'm at the hall Wednesday. I don't know. No, I'm here.
I'm here.
So.
Number two.
Who is the most valuable Bears defender at this point in the season?
Can I double down?
That's it. Is it cheating to say Montez Sweat because he's getting paid $98 million and because he does things and then the game is different because he does the things?
It's not cheating because, look, we're specifically asking at this point in the season, and he has really ramped things up, wouldn't you say, in terms of his defense?
I will again reiterate this lovely stat that I found coming off the bye. Since the week 5 bye, Montez Sweat has 6.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, 4 passes defensed, and 8 tackles for loss. And when you're creating havoc at your respective position on the line, that allows others to do other things. Like, for example, more pocket penetration in the middle, thanks to guys like Grady Jarrett. Maybe you get a hand up, thanks to like a guy like Jaquan Brisker. When that happens, you will see other effects happen at the same time. Montez.
I thought about Montez, but if we're talking about for the whole season, like from start to finish, I think the most consistent player has been the guy in the back. I think the guy that is tied for the lead now because his teammates like, you can't be all there by yourself. Kevin Byard's my guy. He's been my guy. He's going to be my guy. And I think Kevin Byard is having somewhat of a renaissance season at the age of 32 because he has been unfreaking believable.
Didn't he also deliver a baby?
He did deliver a baby, his own.
I mean, Kevin Byard, what can't you do?
The answer is Nashawn Wright. It was funny in the locker room yesterday. There were what we learned was there is and has been a competition going on between Nashawn Wright and Kevin Byard. So when we spoke to Byard, he was like, oh yeah, man, he caught me. Those two both have 5 interceptions right now. And I am prone to choosing one of those guys over Montez Sweat only because the Bears have been so dependent upon intercepting the football, forcing fumbles, forcing turnovers, takeaways, if you will. That has been why the Bears are where they are defensively and why the Bears have won some games. So if we are to believe in that part of the Bears' defense, then I got to go with one of the interceptors. And since Byard's been chosen, I will go with my guy, Nashawn Wright.
Number three.
This is 5 on It with Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. 2 weeks ago, Bears special teams coordinator Richard Hightower vowed that he and the players in his unit would put an end to their run of poor performances, saying this to reporters at Hallis Hall.
I will bust my ass, and they will too, all right, to get it cleaned up.
On a scale of 1 to 10 on the confidence meter, trademark, how do you rate Chicago's special teams today?
The trademark for the confidence meter? I didn't know we were there.
We filed
it. You didn't see that?
Who decided
I pointed it out in our meeting.
I filed the paperwork.
Okay.
Confidence meter.
Look, it's got a little TM. That makes it official. It's bulletproof after that.
If you guys say so, I'm with you.
My confidence meter is still hovering around a 5. Like, it's probably a 6.5 after yesterday because the knuckleball kickoff was cool. But the best way to make your special teams unit look good is to not have to kick as many field goals, so then you don't have to have as many blocked points to head. So I feel like that was a little bit better. But also, guys, credit Tory Taylor, man. He did his best to try to nail the Steelers inside of, say, you know, that punt that goes to the 5. Like, he did his darndest to try to make that happen. And I feel like he has had some really quality and appreciated punts the past 2 weeks. So he's the reason that I'm not at a 5. It's Tory Taylor.
I'm going to go 7.5.
Woo, this guy.
They look better. They look consistent. I haven't really thought much about him. I guess you're right. When they score touchdowns, you don't think about them as much.
You don't have to. Cairo Santos, go out there and kick that extra point.
So I'll say 7.5. That is subject to change. Hence, it's a meter, and the meter goes up and down.
Volatility,
but,
right?
But, like, yeah. As a family, didn't you ask yourself, oh, man, Tory Taylor, if you're really this and that, can you do something? And then that happened. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's a good one.
Well, there's that, and Devin Duvernay last week, like if we're talking about like since Hightower actually said that was prior to last week when they were awful, Duvernay essentially won the game for you last week. And I think one of the ways to measure, and you guys have indicated without saying it, one of the ways to measure special teams, especially on coverage and returns and all that kind of stuff, nothing bad happened.
Right.
Right?
That's like, what I'm looking at.
That's where you want to keep it clean. Everybody in their lanes, everybody making tackles, you lock up, you don't let the guy pass the 35. That's what was going down. 6.8. 6.8 is where I am with special teams.
Very specific.
Right. And it was like, what, 4.7 probably a few weeks ago. So, like you said, man, that little needle bouncing around. But right now it's at 6.8 for
now,
me.
And the counter was a good call, too, with Duvernay, you know. Good old-fashioned counter never
yes.
hurt anybody.
Yes. Duvernay.
Number four.
What was your biggest takeaway from week 12 around the NFL?
Ladies and gentlemen, not the weekend because it's Monday.
I
would like to present Jameis Winston, who was trusted enough to do the Giants team huddle breakdown before they almost beat the Lions. Yeah, you heard me, Robbie. That was pretty good out of the Giants. And Jameis Winston was, as we know, is a humorous fellow. But I also bring this up because Ray and I like to say the phrase, we're outside. Robbie, I think you've said it a couple times. Our friend Russ Dorsey, we like to refer to doing social things as outside. And some people are like, let me ignore context. If you're outside, but you're inside, then you're not outside. I'm only going to take one word from what you said. So here's Jameis Winston.
We outside, but we inside.
Come on.
We outside, but we inside.
Come on.
To pull a win.
Come on. Huh?
We got to be desperate for greatness. Desperate for greatness.
Come on.
How bad do we want it? Let's find out. Here we go.
Thank you, Jameis, for explaining the concept of being outside, even when you're not outside.
Who is the comp for this guy in any sport? A guy who is number one overall pick, right? Once upon a time ago, right? And this guy, so he is essentially, he bombed, right? And now every time he plays or is in a locker room, he is beloved, and we get great quotes from him, and he's like just this thing in the NFL. Like, talk about recovery.
I have the comp.
Yeah, who's the comp?
He's Ryan Fitzpatrick. When there is one or two games a year where Jameis Winston will play like the greatest quarterback in all of football, and then there's weeks he's absolutely garbage. And being the person who had to watch him all day yesterday, he was magic. He would throw a ball in the air; it was a clear pickoff, and then a ball would be taken, go down. He was, and he also caught a touchdown, which was unbelievable. Stiff arming. He's unbelievable.
I have a better comp.
Yeah, please, because I'm trying to figure this out. Like, it's wild, isn't it? Like, he's about as popular as anybody, but he's not that good. You know what I mean? He's a backup.
I'm going to go with Andrew Wiggins, also a former number one overall
pick. That's good.
Pick,
that's really good.
But a guy who can help you.
Yes.
But he's had some bad moments. But ultimately, he did end up with a title. And I could see this guy being someone's backup quarterback on a title team.
Did you see the one point his cadence involved the phrase, what I need? I lost it.
I love that. I love that. Also,
I was thinking about Bartolo Colon went through my brain for some reason. But that was
nobody's
because,
this vocal.
Yeah. Yeah, like popular guy who everybody just has. We've all agreed to love Jameis Winston. Isn't that what it is? Like, we've all sort of agreed he's a character. He's interesting. We know he failed badly relative to where he was picked, but he's been given a second chance in life.
Well, he got the mic at Super Bowl Media Day.
Yeah.
He's asking people where they think he's going to play
he's
next
great.
Year.
But also to answer. This question. Biggest takeaway. Don't sleep on Shadur. Shadur might help some people do some things in Cleveland. They told me he wasn't ever going to start. Oh, one guy said that, Ryan Porth. And not only did he start.
Not Ryan Poles, not Ryan Pace. Our program director, Ryan Porth.
Yes. He became the first, after 17 straight NFL debuts by a starting quarterback for the Browns to not win the game, he won his starting debut. I want you to think about that. 1995, Eric Zier out of the University of Georgia was the last one to win their starting quarterback debut for the Cleveland Browns. Seems like times are changing. You don't even have to be good. Just be competent. And that dude on defense will take care of the rest. You know what I'm talking about, right? The dude on defense for the Browns.
Myles Garrett.
You've heard of him?
Did you see the video of him just like being so kind to somebody asking for his jersey? And the guy's like, I'm a nobody. And he's like, no, you're not. You're in the league. And I was like, I love you.
He's a gentle giant, except for when he's between the lines. And he's, well, he ain't gentle no more.
I learned yesterday that the Philadelphia Eagles are not as scary as I thought they were. And maybe they just sat back, relaxed, and thought that Dallas was just going to not do anything in that game after Philadelphia
That's
gets the big
lead.
That's
not what it was.
You tell me what it
I
was.
I actually
then.
Kind of thought
I'll tell
thought
you tomorrow because we don't have time.
You thought what?
I kind of thought that the Eagles were like, oh, have you seen that defense?
You
we're
think
good.
So? You think it was just like,
we're up 21-0.
Let's coast a little
we're
bit.
Cozy.
They're like, we got to get ready for the Bears, man. Let's relax. You know? Yeah. Let's take it down a notch. Let's downshift.
See, that's the fanfic that Robbie was talking about right there, what Mark Grody just said.
What, that the Eagles aren't as good as I
no,
think they are?
No, that they were worried about the Bears.
Oh, well, yeah.
We'll tease this for tomorrow, but the logic that Marshall Harris has makes my brain explode.
No,
we'll get
no,
into it
he's,
later.
He's 100% correct. I will not be here tomorrow.
100% is very
no,
generous.
No, I'm telling you, dude. It's I don't. It's unless you've been there. Yeah.
He'll learn tomorrow.
And there's a former Bears player that's backing up the Marshall Harris theory. So you'll hear it all tomorrow.
Because he's right.
Everyone's a fool.
You fool!
By the way, I'll rattle off the comps that I'm seeing on the text line for Jameis Winston. Ozzie Guillen, Rich Hill, Wiggins is good, Billy Hamilton, Gardner Minshew. Question?
But Ozzie Guillen got Rookie of the Year, didn't he? So, like, did Jameis get any?
Ozzie was always a popular player with the White Sox as well. Like and started all of his life with the White Sox.
Number five.
Why was Chip Kelly the highest paid coordinator in the NFL? And who should be?
I asked this question because how in the damn hell does Chip Kelly, who came from the college game, and yes, I know Ohio State had a hell of a season and kudos to them on the win, and I do feel like that was a good job for him. But still, you go from college to the NFL and you become the highest paid coordinator. And the only thing I can think of is the benevolence of Pete Carroll, who just really wanted to do right by his guys like he did with Geno Smith, bring him over in Las Vegas. But come on, Chip Kelly's NFL resume isn't great. And you should have paid him somewhere in the middle when it came to that part of his job and then the successful part of his college career. Should be Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio, and I'm sorry that it's Eagles week and I'm saying this, but when you consider that you bring up Vic Fangio's name and you know exactly what the opposing defense is going to try to do to you, that says it enough. Vic is a brilliant coordinator. We know because we reap the benefits of his work here. So it's Vic Fangio for me, hands down. Like, there's nobody who can wreck a modern offense like that man.
I'm trying to figure out how much he was getting paid.
Fangio?
Yeah, no, Chip Kelly. Fangio gets paid $4.5 million a year.
Good. So, laugh all the way to the damn bank, Vic. You deserve it.
$6 million? $6 million for Chip Kelly.
They don't have state income tax in Nevada either.
Ooh, smart decision for the financials for Chip Kelly then.
So who do you think should be
who's
the highest?
Your guy? Who's your... Is this defense or offensive?
I was fine
Doesn't
with
matter.
Chip Kelly. It's like you're Doesn't worth matter. Whatever somebody's willing to pay you.
I'm totally on the Vic Fangio. I've been a fan of his since I covered Vic Fangio in 2018 and saw it in front of my eyes backstage in the locker room, the way Vic Fangio works, what he does, how blunt he is about everything, and just how terrific. Look, he's not a good – he failed as a head coach and then got right back into being a terrific elite defensive coordinator.
I'll also say this, and he's a local guy, and I know his team didn't do great to start the season, but Todd Monken probably also deserves an honorable mention.
I thought
this.
About Todd.
Yeah, so those would be my two that I can name off the top of my head, because a lot of the people who you would have named are coaching in the NFL right now.
That means stop talking?
That's exactly what that means.
Yeah, that's
okay. That's why I'm not
we call that back timing.
Grody. Yeah,
that ding, worked ding, out well. Ding. And the reason we want to get to our break on time is because of who's next. No better person to talk about a lot of these topics with, especially the Bears offensive line, than James Big Cat Williams, the former Bears offensive tackle, joins us next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Ding ding,
ding ding.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
Injury, and it is a linebacker, Ogbonbamiga, former Los Angeles Charger.
Man, they're going to start calling Brian Urlacher or Big Cat to come out here soon. These linebackers, they are getting deep into it.
Well, it's always nice to get a shout out, even when it may be a little misplaced. But we love having him on. James Big Cat Williams, the former Bears offensive lineman. You can also catch him occasionally on our football pregame and postgame show. Bears offensive tackle from 1991 to 2002. Joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. James, how are you?
I'm good. How are you all today?
We're good. What did you think? Did you hear about that shout out that you got on the air yesterday? And if so, what did you think?
Yeah, I got a couple text messages about it, and I was a little confused. I was like, you know, they're talking about linebackers and bringing Urlacher, and I was like, how in the world did I fall into that category? I never played linebacker in my life. So, you know, it was a little confusing, but hey, you take those things and run with them. At least people are still speaking your name.
If you didn't play on the offensive line, what position, if size and all that didn't matter, like say you could play any position on the field and it was an offensive lineman like you did, what would you have played?
Well, I came into the league as a defensive lineman. So,
oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, yeah, that was always the first choice. You know, the defensive lineman, the glamour, the glitz, the glory.
You were a defensive end, man. They wanted you to get the quarterback in 1991.
Yeah, man. You know, hey, I thought that's where my career path was leading, and then one day I came down and my game plan book was no longer blue. It was now white.
Oh, wild.
I was a little confused about it. And, found out that I had been moved to offense. So, you know, I left my defensive meeting and went to an offensive meeting and started listening to the gibberish that they were speaking because I had no idea what was going on.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. Big Cat, I'm just really curious right now about how you feel about this 8-3 first place Bears team and what you think their potential is this season. Forget about down the road, but just like right here, right now.
I don't think I know I didn't. I don't think a lot of people expected them to be where they are right now. They did not expect the Bears to be an 8-3 team, you know, after 12 games and the ceiling being so high. The things that they've done, the way that they've put things together, the way that they made their corrections during the bye week to come back after the bye week and be so much more efficient, especially across the offensive line as far as, you know, run blocking and the schemes that they were doing and just the guys being able to communicate and work together. You know, you knew you had the skill position. You knew wide receiver, you know, you were good there. You were good at tight end. You know, you were hoping that you were good enough at running back. You knew the young quarterback was going to be a work in progress. But to see all these things come together on the offensive side has been great. And then you look at a defense that, you know, even with all the injuries, they haven't skipped a beat. You know, there are definitely places where you can improve assignment-wise, personnel-wise, but with what they've had, they've gotten the most out of it. And to be at 8-3, you have to tip your cap to them.
Well, I also want to ask you, James, when it comes to what you've seen out of people filling in the gaps. We had a big conversation earlier, and you know this time of year especially, what it's like having been in the league. To be able to not only fill in with capable backups and sometimes the backups of the backups and sometimes it's the backup of the backup of the backup, to be able to win the way they're winning, how do you think that that shows the quality of not just the coaching staff but how the team has been able to put this together in a way that, that might have them a little bit ahead of where a lot of people thought?
Well, I think, you know, listening to the post-game show yesterday, you know, Olin brought up a good point. You have to give Ryan Poles a lot of credit. There were a lot of question marks, and there were a lot of people that we had questions about. And now you're starting to see these guys fill in roles where they're needed, when they're needed, and they're doing a good job at it. You know, I was listening to you guys talk about, you know, MVPs for right now. For the last game, I'd have to give the MVPs to that entire linebacker unit. You know, a group of backups, a group of special teams players that come in and do what they did against the Steelers to be sound in their run fits, to be able to move sideline to sideline an entire game. I mean, these are the things that young backups are waiting for. This is the opportunity that they wait for and that they look forward to and, you know, just hope that they can take advantage of that opportunity. And I think those guys went out there and did a hell of a job, you know, yesterday.
Big Cat, you talked about the fact that we weren't really expecting the Bears to win this year in the year 2025. And to me, it's eerily similar to what you were part of a team in 2001. Like, for instance, the Bears were 5-12 last year. The 2001 Bears in the year 2000 were 5-11. And then you guys dominate the 2001 season, go to the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. So I want to ask you, what it's like to be on a team like that when you were a player on a team that is expected to do nothing. What's it like in that locker room? What's it like on the daily to be on a team like that? The surprising team in the NFL.
Well, it's always an interesting aspect because as a team, you're as players, you're taught to, you know, block out all the outside noise. So, you know, you hear people's predictions and what they think you're going to be able to do. But as the season rolls along as a player, you start to realize that, you know, something's changed. The point in time where we weren't able to catch a break or where things didn't go our way and we weren't able to bounce back from those things were kind of disappearing. And in the locker room, it gives you a sense of, okay, you know, back in the past, things would go wrong and we just knew things were going to go downhill. But now we have a chance. You know, things can go wrong. We can make up plays here and there, or we have players that can do certain things to get us over the hump. And you start to believe in that. And that's part of, you know, being a winning team is knowing that You don't want to make mistakes, but if you do make a mistake, you have the talent, you have the players, you have the coaches to offset that, to get yourself back into a game. You know, you look at the Pittsburgh game, you look at the safety, and immediately, I guarantee you that, you know, 99% of the people watching the game were like, oh, it's over. It's another Bears loss. You know, bad things are going to happen from here on out. But you watch them turn it around, be able to put points on the board, be able to get their own turnovers and put points on the board. So these things kind of in a locker room, they start to fester. Mm-hmm. And the more guys start to believe, the more, you know, the more upbeat they are, the more up-tempo they are. And I think you're seeing that from the starters to the backups now.
We are talking to James Big Cat Williams, the Bear from 1991 to 2002. And we were giving Ozzie Trapillo a lot of credit yesterday, Big Cat, when it came to just how he was called upon to play left tackle. We know he was a right tackle in college, of course. What did you think of just how he was able to hold down that left side to a point where, I don't know if, I think that there's a really tough decision that could be made here if he continues performances like the one he had on Sunday.
Well, I think when you look at a guy like Ozzie, you know, to be thrown in there against a front like the Steelers, you know, having to deal with Watt, having to deal with Herbig, going into that game, you knew there were a lot of questions. You were wondering how Ben Johnson was going to, you know, was he going to put a tight end on that side to slow down the rush a little bit more? Were they going to send backs to chip on Ozzie's side? And they did some of that stuff, but there were a lot of times when he was over there one-on-one and he handled his business. You know, it's a good situation to be in. You look at anytime you have a game where your offensive line is not being talked about a lot, especially with going up against, like I said, Watt, Herbert, Hayward, you know, all these guys that can cause so much destruction up front. And the line pretty much shut them down. You know, you go back and you look at that, the run for a touchdown, 2 yards to go from the goal line. And the Bears literally, I mean, their double teams were literally taking guys into the end zone. You watch Kmet gets Watt off his feet. And, I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
No.
But, I mean, I could have ran up in that hole. You know, when you have guys moving people off the ball like that, down in their three-point stance, down along the goal line, knuckles are red, and they're ready to fire off the ball, and they get it done. That is something that vibrates through the whole sideline. You know, everybody feels that. Everybody understands what went into that, a play like that. So, you know, when you see these guys working together and you understand the work that they've put in the last several weeks, it's fun to watch right now.
I know you mentioned Big Cat talking about the post-game show. I thought that there was a really good point made by our friend Patrick Manley when it came to Montez Sweat getting the matchup against Washington, you know, the tight end who checked in, they said that day at 309 pounds, pretty incredible. But still, he's able to win his one-on-one battles because it wasn't your typical lineman versus lineman matchup. You know, what did you think of Pittsburgh doing that and then the Bears being able to take advantage?
Well, I think if you have Rodgers in there, it's a little different because you have a guy that's going to get rid of the ball quick. But when you're asking a tight end to block Sweat for multiple seconds, it's not going to go well on, you know, for the offense as a whole. Any defensive end that I've known feels as though it's disrespectful if you're going to put a tight end or a back on them solo and expect, you know, them to get a good block or to hold a good block for a long period of time. It's just not going to happen. You know, these defensive ends, bigger, stronger, faster, and, you know, usually a lot more aggressive. And, you know, what he has done over the last couple of weeks as far as his production, it's just been off the charts. It's what they needed. Sweat needed to be able to turn it up. You know, he's a high-paid guy, and, you know, you want to see him be out there and produce, and that's what he's done for the last couple of weeks.
James Big Cat Williams, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your work, whether it's with us, whether it's just online. I know you coach the kids, too, so thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Big Cat.
Thanks, guys. You all take it easy. Have a good day.
And we'll see you on Friday, right, Mark?
Yeah, I was just going to say to Mr. Big Cat that, yes, we will be this Friday at the Wall and Gurney, located at 6144 West Grand Avenue. Yes, Olin Kreutz, James Big Cat Williams, and myself will host our pregame show there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia the day after Thanksgiving. Catch the game on the biggest of screens while enjoying all the MVP comforts of a Marcus Theater. There will be drinks specials as well. It's all happening at the Wall in Gurney Hills Mall, actually, starting at 11 a.m. this Friday. Cannot wait to see James B. Cat Williams and, of course, Olin Kreutz.
What position are you going to play on the line?
I mean, oh.
Because Olin's got center. James can be tackled.
You really think that Olin Kreutz would allow me to do the charade of pretending to be an offensive lineman after he eviscerated Matt Spiegel?
You're not snapping the ball.
Yeah,
though.
So no, you would theoretically play right tackle in this.
I don't want to be critiqued by Olin as an offensive lineman. So, I mean, if Olin wants me to play a part and be an offensive lineman, I will. But I think that might insult his sensibilities. If I come in, you know, all tough and say, yeah, I'm part of this offensive line, like two classic Bears, two of the sturdiest offensive linemen the Bears have ever had in their history. Me saying that
I think you're sturdy too.
Well, I just don't know that I stack up in that regard. Sorry.
I've been called sturdy.
Brody.
What's up, Olin?
I'm not sure how to take that as a compliment.
Sturdy.
Like
sturdy?
Only when you're a line person in the NFL is sturdy a compliment.
I think no, it means you got a strong base.
Yeah. Right. Do you want to be sturdy? You know what? I would imagine.
Sometimes sturdy comes to you. You have no choice.
I got chicken legs. I'm not sturdy.
So, Marshall, if a random person on the street called you sturdy, is that a compliment or is that a diss?
No, I'd be like, are you blind? I've got chicken legs, like I just said. I'm not sturdy.
I love the idea of a random person coming up to Marshall and saying it. And then Marshall replying to random person with a retort, are you blind?
Yeah.
Seen these chicken legs, man? I skip leg day.
I do not skip leg day.
I don't exactly have hulking legs, so I can't talk. So, yeah.
Okay. They come and go.
Him and Doug.
Yeah, Doug. Who's your other friend? You got Doug and Kirk. Is it Kirk?
No, this is Carl week.
Carl.
This is Philly Carl's week.
Oh, so Philly Carl? Will you be watching the game with Philly Carl?
No. Carl is technically from Jersey, but he's an Eagles fan.
I'm not going to watch the game live.
Okay.
I'll be in your stomping grounds. Normal. We've talked about this several times.
He's got to watch the kids.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be down in Bloom
Normal,
the home of Illinois
Trick
State.
A lot of kids.
Stop by Illinois State. I'll tell you. I'll give you a bunch of names of people who will take you out and do the town. It'll be great.
No, they'll all be on break because it's Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh God.
That's when you get the town back. That's how this goes, don't you know?
Yeah, that's right. It's perfect because. In Bloomington Normal, it's true. That's when all the oldies come out. Like, the kids are gone, and now the oldies can have the pub back.
See?
You're an oldie, but a goodie. You're a goodie.
I'm a classic goodie. Man.
And then Marshall will retort, are you blind?
You're a classic. I like that. I'm going to use that for myself.
Speaking of retorts.
Instead of saying I'm old, I'm a classic.
I like it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Do you have a retort?
Let's go to break.
I have other people's retorts, silly. Oh. It's Meatball Machine time next.
Meatball Machine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
Let's check out the meatball machine after a Bears win over the Steelers.
So the great thing about the meatball machine, you can send it whenever, during the game, before the game, in the middle of the game, after the game. Anytime that you want, just go to the Odyssey app, go to 670 The Score, and you can leave a voicemail and the meatballs. And these first meatballs, they were, they happened when the Bears were not exactly winning.
Oh my God, Caleb, just get rid of the f***ing ball. I'm starting to wonder how this offense might look if we had, I don't know, Joe Burrow or even Russell Wilson at this point.
Remember how Ben Johnson said he doesn't like the tush push during the preseason because he prefers explosives? How about the end of that first half?
All right, Bears, one more quarter. Layla, you nailed the Montez sweat call. We needed a big game from him. Come on, Bears, one more quarter, baby. Let's go.
And this is when things started, the tide started to turn.
Burbank, California. Bears, it's third and goal. Caleb Williams gets a snap. Hands off to Manungai. Yeah!
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Yeah, boy. Let's go, Bears. 8-3, first place. I don't want to hear nothing else about anything. We on our way. I said it. I don't want to hear no one say anything about a weak schedule. We just be the winning team. Next time somebody say something to you about that, tell them I said to shut your up.
Bears win a close one. We got a short work week, and the dryer just finished my clothes. Now I can put warm socks on. Go Bears.
8-3 Bears. 8-3 Bears. We're still in first place. Two more wins, and we're in the playoffs. 8-3 Bears. We're ahead of schedule. Bears, Bears, Bears.
Bear down, baby. We live in the know.
I am free.
83.
Hey, meatball machine. How refreshing is it for a coaching staff to make adjustments at halftime? It's like a revelation. Mind blown! Mob.
Hey, two things I'm going to say about those Steeler fans. They travel well, and they are prepared. I mean, they got all those towels they can use to dry their tears with. And one thing I'm going to say on a serious note, hey, Rodgers, I hope that hurt. I hope it hurt a lot. Bears.
Hey, the Bears did it again. They didn't defecate, which is a good thing. Huh, Marshall, right? They didn't defecate themselves today.
Aaron Rodgers is ducking the Bears, just like Spiegs is ducking Marshall in that Tecmo Bowl matchup that they've been plotting for a year or so.
Meatball machine, shouting out Marshall. Good for you, Marshall.
He's winning. He won the meatball machine today. Congratulations, Marshall Harris.
They made good points. Yeah, they did not soil themselves. Is that better, Mark, if I say soil instead of
other words? No, I mean, it's your thing now. Like, I don't want to stop you.
I'm pretty sure they...
Is your thing now?
Yeah.
But, your body should do that at some point,
Yeah, get more fiber in your diet,
guys.
Yeah,
that's not good either. Just, yeah, and yourself is bad.
As my grandmother says, roughage keeps it moving. Eat you an apple or so.
Whoa, what the?
Keep it moving.
That's hilarious.
I like the in the known.
The in the known is good. The in the known is good.
Oh, and we are not done. We got three more meatballs.
Meatball, your Bears are 8-3. Layla, Grody, Marshall, Bears.
So Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson is such a great combination. It's like Hooters and Chuck E. Cheese. We are just lucky to maybe witness greatness.
And last but not least, Grody, what were you doing last night?
Television?
Yeah, what were
I
you
was
doing?
On Fox 32 last night.
Oh, and Kevin, he was a fan. He saw.
Oh.
Just saw Grody on Fox, and sorry, somebody's got to tell this guy... You got to ditch the White Sox with the suit, man. Like, that's just not cool.
Those were White Sox.
You wore White Sox last night?
No, they were like tan or sandalwood.
It's a foul, man.
No,
it's
they
foul.
Were not White Sox.
What color were the shoes?
I do have to tell you, I was in a...
Why do you hate the White Sox?
I got to tell you guys. I got to tell you something. So,
we ain't taking that.
That
was the Twitch mob earlier in the 11 o'clock hour.
This does have a little bit of a story, too, because I was in a time crunch, like at Soldier Field, walk back home, get dressed up, whatever I got to do to get ready for TV before I walk to Fox 32. I was out of clean dress socks, which meant I had to go to the backup socks, which were big, thick wool socks. And they were tan, but I guess maybe they showed up as white on the TV. And I did notice the suit that I have does when I cross my legs, they go up way high. So I might have to retailor this suit.
Yeah, that's why Robbie wears fun socks, because he knows they're going to show when he puts one leg up.
I thought those socks. See, the socks
what
I'm wearing
color
now
were the
are
pants
kind of fun.
And what color were the shoes? Are my question.
The shoes were like the standard guy brown shoes that everybody wears now, basically. So,
pants.
The pants are blue. It's a blue, dark navy. Blue. It's a dark blue suit, navy.
When can you wear white socks then? Like, no one's wearing white pants. Like, I feel like your socks have to match your pants.
You
somewhat.
Wear white socks when you're wearing, like, not suits.
Also, typically when guys wear, like, a light colored pant like that, like a white pant, not necessarily tan, but like white, they usually wear, like, ankle socks, like no show socks.
No doubt.
That's
no doubt.
True.
So
that's
were,
when you show
adorable,
off the ankles.
I was adorable.
You look spiffy and handsome. Kevin is a mean man.
I know, it's okay.
Whoever played that meatball is mean.
It's okay. I actually was a little bit critical of my socks. I hadn't thought of the white socks.
We have a question.
Why do you hate the
Grody?
White socks?
Yeah, well, because they keep losing 100 games, Layla.
Does the underwear also fall into that same sock category? Do you have?
Oh no,
Mitch Rosen wants to know.
I was commando last night. On
what?
The show. Yeah, yeah, I'm out of clean underwear too. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive.
I like to bring something cringy to the show at least once a program. Just for your reaction. Layla's pretty good too.
Down your mailbag.
Because suit material's not comfortable without anything. Like the buffer.
Glad you didn't soil yourself.
I'm telling you, we're going to the cleaners
guys,
today.
Guys, at any given time, especially in the winter, I have on like three shirts. You know, I have on layers upon layers. Like, I get cold. Like, I can't do this one layer mess. And I said, no.
How about Herb Howard's suit, though, man? He basically
looked better than you. I'm just going to tell you. He looked better than
you. But I didn't look bad.
No, but he looked better than
you. Herb's a sharp dresser.
No, he is. He was wearing that at the game too, so he didn't even change. Somebody said we looked like Secret Service for Tina and Lou because we were the bookends standing in the picture, and both of us are relatively tall. So hilarious comments as usual.
I heard you're 6 feet, Gray.
Yeah, doctor finally had my physical this week. They always give me 5'11". I'll be damned if she didn't give me 6 feet tall. I think she knew I wanted it.
Platforms
though.
In the doctor's office will do wonders.
Yeah. I love staring down your mailbag.
No, you know what? Listen here. I had on shoes that gave me at least an inch and a half of height the last time I was at the doctor, and I had to suck it up and step on that scale with my thick UGG boots on, you know, the ones with the heels that nobody wears anymore, but I still like them. And did they give me the extra hundredth of an inch? No.
But we're men. We need the height.
I do too.
No, you're fine.
I carry a step stool everywhere. It's so frustrating.
You're just a baby.
I'm not, actually. I'm sturdy, which is why it's a problem.
Wheezy.
Yeah, he's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.